the author to the letter of the letter to the Hebrews says, among other things, keep your lives free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Be content. Content with what you have. The word content is not one that I use very often. I can't tell you when I've announced or even thought, you know, I'm content. I tend to use the word happy. And happy doesn't have exactly the same meaning as content. Content makes us think of words like satisfied or even at peace. I knew a woman once who was content. Her name was Bernice. And by all social standards, Bernice was crazy. I first came to know Bernice on a bitterly cold winter night many years ago in Birmingham. Bernice was being escorted onto 2 North at UAB Hospital. 2 North, at that time, was the open psychiatric unit. There were no locks on the doors, but people were really not able to leave at their free will. Bernice came onto the unit against her will. At that moment, she was not content. 2 large Birmingham City police officers had taken Bernice away from her home and brought her to the unit, and she did not want to be there. She wasn't belligerent. She just wanted to be home, where she was content. Bernice wasn't well-dressed, but she appeared to be clean. Her clothes were tattered and didn't fit her body. There were mere remains of shoes on her feet. Bits of dried heel and aging toes were easily seen. That night, the temperature in Birmingham was expected to drop near zero. So the policeman thought the humane thing to do would be to take Bernice out of her home underneath the 280 overpass and have her admitted to the psychiatric unit. At that time, there were no shelters to house single women. Here, at least, she wouldn't suffer frostbite. She'd even have a warm meal. But Bernice didn't want to be inside. Her home was under the bridge. She had boxes to provide shelter. She put on extra layers of clothes. She had blankets, or at least bits of fabric that used to be blankets. She was content with her life outdoors, as strange as that may seem. It was the life she had, and in it, she was content. She certainly could never have been accused of having a love for money. I'm not sure that Bernice had any money at all. Maybe she did. Maybe she collected cans and sold them, or maybe she had some other means of acquiring enough money to subsist. Whatever money she might have was meager, to say the least. I hadn't thought about Bernice in a long time. When I first met her, it was over 20 years ago. I don't know if she still lives under the bridge, though I doubt it. We've become less tolerant over the last 20 years. She probably died. She seemed old at the time. I didn't understand Bernice then, and I can't fully relate now either. For the record, I don't think that most homeless people choose to be homeless, and I don't think Bernice chose to be homeless either, at least not at first. What she did choose to be was content. She was content with what she had, and what she had was very little. Being content, being at peace, even being happy, really is a choice, isn't it? Being content with what we have is a lot like choosing to see the proverbial glass as half full instead of half empty. In our hustle, bustle, acquisition world, there's not a lot of encouragement for contentment. Our airways send a barrage of messages that urge us to do more, be more, buy more, have more, and if more is not enough, we deserve bigger and better and newer and more luxurious. That's once again revealing the countercultural and radical nature of Christianity. Be content with what you have. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Even more radical are the words that come before this call to contentment. Remember those in prison as though you were in prison with them. Those who were being tortured as though you were being tortured. Remember those in prison and those who were being tortured as though you yourself were in prison or being tortured. Put yourself in that place. Take on their imprisonment and torture and be content. Being content with all we have, all the blessings, all the excesses, is difficult enough. Being at peace with our mostly comfortable existence is a lot to ask. But now, we're being asked to be content even if we're in prison or tortured. That pushes things way too far. But can you imagine that for just one moment? Can you imagine being so secure in your relationship with Christ that even imprisonment or torture would not shake you? Certainly, there are those who have had that sort of faith and trust. Perhaps Bernice was one of them. I didn't really ever talk to her about faith. Unfortunately, I didn't really ever talk to her at all. I wish I had. I think she could have taught me some more important lessons. She certainly kept herself free from the love of money and was content. The world we live in would have us believe that the source of our contentment is stuff. That if we have the biggest house, or the top-end luxury car, or the snazziest Cartier watch, we would certainly be content. Absolutely, if you have an iPhone and an iPad, you have found contentment like you have never imagined, right? No? You know why not? Because contentment does not come from what we have. It comes from who we are. And who we are is children of God, made in God's image. And when we act like that, when we live into that image, we become more content. We all know that nagging sense of discomfort we feel when we tell a lie, even a small little white. We know how bad we feel when we don't do the right thing. The image used in cartoons with the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on the other one is really not too terribly far off base. Have you noticed how good you feel when you go out of your way to help someone? The interesting thing is, the further out of our way we go, the better we seem to feel. When we live into the image in which we have been created, when we truly live as Christ's body in the world, we move toward contentment. Our God is a God of giving. God doesn't hoard. He doesn't keep anything for himself. All that he has is freely given to us. When we give of ourselves, we live into that image. We keep our lives free from the love of money, stuff, We move from a place of acquiring to a place of giving, we find that we become more content. That void that we feel in our lives, that hole that keeps begging to be filled, that deep hunger for something more, can never be sated by things. All the money and all the things that money affords will never bring contentment. Contentment or peace, a true sense of rightness in one's life, comes when we live our lives in the image of God, when we live as the people we were created to be, loving, giving people of God. Amen.